from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, in our opening segment, we discuss new data from the Pew Research Center on religious affiliation, which reveals, among other conclusions, that the number of people identifying as Christians in the United States has declined, while there has been a rise in the number of non-believers. Then at 9:30, Corinthian students are coping with fallout from the closing of the for-profit colleges last week. We'll discuss what the shutdown means and what students left with debt and in limbo can do. Join us for this morning's opening forum hour. It's next, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. The United States may have the most Christians of any nation in the world, but a new poll from the Pew Research Center shows a decline in their numbers and a jump in Americans who identify as having no religion at all, a change that Pew calls astounding. The Pew study polled 35,000 people and found more Americans, especially millennials, classified themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. We want to discuss America's changing religious landscape in this first segment of Forum and what's behind the dramatic changes in the numbers of those affiliated with different faiths. Joining us from the nation's capital is Greg Smith. He's Associate Director of Research with Pew Research Center and co-author of America's Changing Religious Landscape. Greg Smith, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess the first question out of the chute here is, what's more astounding, the sharp decline in the number of Christians or the spike in those who are non-believers?
Well, you know, these are two things that are really related to one another, so I think you have to think about them together. On the one hand, we have remarkable growth in the share of the population that says they have no religion. It now looks like about 23% of American adults describe themselves as atheist or as agnostic or as having no particular religion. That makes the religiously unaffiliated more numerous than both mainline Protestants and Catholics. And that's really striking. It's the first time we've seen that in our data. Now, if the religiously unaffiliated are growing as a share of the population, then some other group must be declining, and that group is Christianity. To be sure, the United States remains a majority Christian country. In fact, as you mentioned, home to more Christians than any other country on the planet. But the percentage of American adults who identify as Christian is down about 8 percentage points since we first conducted this study in 2007.
And the most dramatic drops are Catholics and mainline Protestants. Evangelicals are pretty stable in numbers, correct?
That's correct. Both mainline Protestants and Catholics have seen their share of the population decline by about 3 percentage points each. By comparison, evangelical Protestantism is more steady. The share of Americans who identify with evangelicalism has ticked down slightly, but it looks like the number of evangelicals is actually continuing to grow as the overall population grows.
And atheists are growing, 3% now from 1.5% back in 2007, agnostics 4% from 2.8% back in 2007. But you also have a lot of people who simply say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious.
That's right, and that's an important point to keep in mind. If you think about the religiously unaffiliated as a group, it turns out that only a minority of that group identifies as atheist or as agnostic. Most of the religiously unaffiliated population describes themselves instead as simply having no particular religion. Some of these folks are at least moderately religiously observant. They might pray occasionally. Most of them believe in God. They might even attend religious services on occasion. But it's an important point to keep in mind that not all religiously unaffiliated people are non-believers. Being unaffiliated isn't the same thing as having a completely secular worldview.
Talking with Greg Smith, who's Associate Director of Research with Pew Research Center and co-author of America's Changing Religious Landscape. Well, there have been small gains for Hindus and Muslims, and that's largely, I guess, because of immigration, is it not?
That's right. In fact, the total number of people who identify with non-Christian faiths has grown from about a little less than 5% in 2007. It's ticked up to about 6% today. Judaism remains the largest non-Christian faith in the United States, but we're seeing significant growth among the Muslim population and the Hindu population. And you're right that that's due mainly to demographic factors, including immigration, as well as immigrants who have been here for some time have had children who are now aging into adulthood. It's not so much that people are leaving Christianity to become Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or Jewish. Rather, it's other demographic forces that are behind those gains.
Well, let's talk about some of the reasons behind the declines, and we perhaps can hear from our listeners on this too, in terms of their own affiliation or lack of affiliation. Certainly people are marrying later, and there's more interfaith marriages, there are fewer kids, and all of these factors tie in. Really, the changes that have occurred because of the internet, and you've got religious mobile apps now. You've got a whole different world out there in terms of what people can find, as opposed to going to a church or synagogue or mosque.
That's right. And, one of the things the study makes clear is that religious switching is very common in the United States. It's not the case that people simply carry their childhood religion into adulthood and then retain it throughout the course of their lives. We know that something like 4 in 10 American adults have a religious identity today that's different than the faith in which they were raised. And the groups that are seeing net gains and net losses due to religious switching track with the groups that are seeing growth. The religiously unaffiliated make huge gains through religious switching. There are something like 4 people who were raised in a religion and later become religiously unaffiliated for every 1 person who moves in the other direction. And if you look at Christianity, it's almost the reverse. Nearly 1/4 of everyone who was raised Christian no longer identifies as such. And by contrast, there are far fewer people who have converted to Christianity. So that's one of the key factors that's behind these trends.
Well, we're seeing a radical redefinition of faith, very little question about that. And some of it certainly has to do also with, disillusionment and cynicism, homosexuality, and the way homosexuality is not accorded equality in some religions has been a big factor as well. I want to invite those of you listening to join us. You may want to talk about your own faith and really to what extent you remain affiliated or want to remain affiliated or have perhaps moved away from affiliation. We'd like to hear from you. And this, by the way, these changing numbers particularly seem to pertain to millennials, and we'll talk about that as well. But I'd like to get your involvement in the program, and you can join us now at our toll-free number. We invite you to do so. That number, 866-733-6786. This is an interactive segment, and it only goes up to 9:30. So if you have something you'd like to ask or bring into the conversation, now would be the time to call. Again, 866-733-6786 is the number to call. You can also, of course, email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website and post questions or comments there. kqed.org/forum is the way to do that. And you can also, of course, tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. Many ways to bring your voice into the conversation here. We're getting maybe a generation here, Greg, of what somebody described as theological illiterates.
Well, I wouldn't be able to speak to whether or not there's a generation gap in terms of people's theological knowledge, but there's absolutely no question that generational replacement is a major force behind the changes we're seeing in American religion. Basically, what you have is an older generation of Americans among whom the vast majority identify with Christianity and very few who describe themselves as religiously unaffiliated. As that group ages and begins to pass away, they are being replaced by a new generation of young adults that is far less Christian and far more religiously unaffiliated than their parents' or grandparents' generation ever was, really.
So one could say that the older generation is not succeeding in passing the torch, really, couldn't one?
That there's no question about it. If you look at millennials, for example, the vast majority of them, something like 8 in 10 or more, say that they were raised as Christians. But today, fewer than 6 in 10 of them, just more than half, still describe themselves as such. So yes, there is a real disconnect between the way many people were raised and the way they currently approach religion.
I was also struck by the numbers vis-a-vis retaining the religion of the parents by the children or by the progeny, the next generation, whatever, because really the lowest numbers one sees are not mainline Protestants, and even below them, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses are particularly interesting because if you look at the percentage of people who say they were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses and the percentage of people who currently identify as Jehovah's Witnesses, they're about the same. But what that masks is a lot of turnover underneath the surface. Many, many people who were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses no longer identify as such. And many, many people who are currently Jehovah's Witnesses are converts to that faith. So that apparent stability on the surface really masks a remarkable degree of churn just below the surface.
The other thing that was surprising was that the Jewish numbers have grown from 1.7% in 2007 to 1.9% in 2011, although, again, that may have a lot to do with intermarriage.
That's right. The percentage of people who identify their religion as Judaism, people who are Jews by religion, have held about the same since we first did this study in 2007 at just less than 2%. They are the largest of the non-Christian faiths in the United States.
Let's bring our callers in. We begin, Sam, with you. Welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning, Michael. I just wanted to suggest that one of the contributors here may be the fact that the evangelical participation in politics really started in the early 80s, right around the time that millennials were first coming into the world. And millennials are finely tuned to the difference between message and reality. And I think a lot of us have seen a dramatic gap between what's talked about and even what Jesus taught, and then essentially how that's crossed over into politics.
Yeah, I mentioned homosexuality as a major factor, perhaps, but there was also a lot of disillusionment by young people that occurred during the Bush administration because of evangelicals and their influence in politics, and Catholics being opposed to homosexual rights and reproductive rights. All of those kinds of things have to be factored in here. But I'm just wondering, when the caller, Sam, mentions evangelicals, Greg Smith, as again, one has to point out that they pretty much remain the same. It's Catholics and mainline Protestants who've gone down in numbers.
That's right. Evangelicals have seen their share of the population hold more or less steady. But I'm glad that the caller raises this point, because there is a rich sociological literature that suggests that indeed, the changes we're seeing in American religion are closely connected to politics, and the reasoning being that as religion in the United States has become increasingly associated with conservative politics over the last several decades, people who do not share those politics increasingly dissociate themselves from religion. So there's a lot in these data that are consistent with that school of thought. We know, for example, that the religiously unaffiliated population is quite ideologically liberal and highly democratic in the way it votes in elections. So there certainly appears to be something to that.
And here's Russell. Russell, join us on phone.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm one of the late 60s boomers who have become disenfranchised with organized religion. And I was raised Presbyterian, went to church every Sunday, have my perfect attendance pin. And I know the Bible pretty well. But as I see the various factions of extreme religious zealots, for lack of a better word, and some of the way people twist the teachings of Jesus, as the previous caller mentioned, I choose to interpret God on my own terms. I definitely consider myself to be spiritual, but I didn't raise my children in any organized religion either. So perhaps I'm a contributor to the millennials and whatnot that haven't identified with a religious group of any kind.
Well, Russell, I thank you for describing your situation. And Greg Smith, it's one that probably you've encountered many times.
Absolutely. It's very common for people to have been raised in a religion, whether it's mainline Protestantism or evangelicalism or Catholicism, and eventually drift away and ultimately leave that faith as adults. I should also point out, you mentioned raising your children religiously unaffiliated. That is also a growing pattern in the United States. The number of people who say they were raised religiously unaffiliated is growing. Now, at the same time, it's still true that most religiously unaffiliated people were raised in a religion. They have decided to become religiously unaffiliated, even though they have a religious background. But at the same time, the number of people who were raised with no religion is also on the rise. So you've got both things occurring and both things contributing to the growth of the religiously unaffiliated.
And you also have, let me thank Russell for his call, in a general way, more secularization. I mean, there's been certainly a lot of religious resurgence, but there's been a kind of trajectory of secularization that's been pretty steady, hasn't it?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult question. It's hard to say if you look over the long term how much secularization has been occurring. It is true that there are some indicators of religious commitment that have been ticking downward, but there's others that are quite stable. One of the things that's interesting about this report, however, is that as the religiously unaffiliated have grown, they haven't simply grown in size. As they have done so, they have also become less religious. They have become more secular. That is to say, the percentage of religious nuns who describe themselves as atheist or agnostics is rising even as the group as a whole continues to grow. So that is consistent with what you'd expect to find if there were some secularization occurring.
Well, since you mentioned nuns, we've also seen statistics, I don't know if it was part of Pew Research and the study that you did, of the number of those young women who want to become nuns, or for that matter, the number of young men who want to become priests has decreased.
Yes, I'm less familiar with that research, but it's certainly the case that over the last several decades, the number of religious sisters in the United States has declined. And, of course, the Catholic Church continues to grapple with a priest shortage. No question about that.
And here's Erica. Erica, you're on. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. So my question, or my comment, I guess, would be, I'm just a little disappointed and sad to see that Christianity has been decreasing. I was raised as a Catholic. I'm only 23 years old. And I kind of lost interest as I was growing up to Catholicism, but I found my way into Christianity. And I've been really happy and content with Christianity. But it does disappoint me a bit to see that the numbers are decreasing and people are not intact. And I feel like it has to do a lot with parenting. Parents are busy. Working, students are following their education, they're studying. I feel like we need to really come together and, as parents, influence our children that it's still, you know, really, really important.
Erica, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And I think probably there are a lot of people who feel the way Erica does when they read these kinds of numbers, as if something has been lost and something needs to be regained. Let me bring another caller on here, though, and that's Jake from the city. Jake, hi. I'm sorry, Sherry is on next. Sherry, go ahead.
Hi. So my comment, I'm definitely one of those people. I was raised LDS, or Mormon, as most people know it as. Went to church every Sunday. I was very involved in the religion. But I got to a point where I guess it was a lot of the judgment. And I feel a lot of religions fall into this, where it's a society of perfectionism, and if you can't do the checklist and the laundry list of everything that's asked of you, you're not a good person. And so that's why I got to a point in my life about 5 years ago where everything I was doing I felt was a good thing, but it wasn't good enough. And so I finally just decided to step away, and I finally feel balanced and happy with who I am. So, I don't know, I feel like religion just tries to make you be a person that you may not naturally be. So, I don't know, that's just my comment.
Well, thank you for that comment. And again, that sense of the church being an obstacle to her growth may be behind a lot of the changes that we're seeing that the Pew Research Center has reported. In fact, I'm looking at an email from a listener named Jared who also says, I was raised Mormon, but now I identify as an atheist. any data on Mormonism. You do have some data on Mormonism. They're kind of right below the evangelical Christians in terms of retention of the numbers, aren't they, Greg?
They are. It's very interesting. The share of the population that identifies with Mormonism is pretty steady at a little less than 2%. Among everybody who was raised Mormon, the data suggests that about two-thirds of them are still Mormon as adults. That means one-third of them are no longer Mormon, and the bulk of those who have left Mormonism have done so to become religiously unaffiliated, just like it sounds like your emailer has done. The findings about retention and religious switching as they relate to Catholicism are also very interesting. About 6 in 10 of everyone who was raised Catholic is still Catholic, which means that 4 in 10 of everyone who was raised Catholic is no longer Catholic. And those who have left Catholicism are about evenly divided between those who have done so for another religion, like Protestantism or non-denominational Christianity, and those who have done so to become religiously unaffiliated. Another thing that's really interesting about Catholicism in these data is that there are a huge number of former Catholics in the United States. In fact, about 13% of all U.S. adults are former Catholics, people who say they were raised Catholic and no longer identify as such.
Used to call them fallen away, in fact.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Huge numbers of people. Those numbers are not even close to offset by the number of people converting to Catholicism. Only 2% of adults are people who have converted to Catholicism. So that means that there are more than 6 former Catholics for every convert to the faith. And there's really no other religious group where we see anything like that ratio of losses to gains.
Since you mentioned Catholics, I'm looking at an email from a listener named Boris who wants to know if the study took into account religion or religious affiliation of undocumented immigrants coming, for example, from Latin America.
It does. The survey was conducted in English and Spanish on telephones, including both landlines and cell phones. And so assuming we were able to reach you on a telephone and to interview you in one of those languages, then you are covered by this survey.
And another listener, Beth, writes, our local parish here in the Sierras has seen more younger people since Pope Francis became pope. Wonder if this will continue. And she adds, having listened to this to a piece on the PBS NewsHour on Tuesday, they noted that Islam and Hinduism have been seeing an increase, as have churches of color.
That's exactly right. The historically black Protestant tradition, in fact, in the United States has been very steady in recent years. I think the point about what's happening in the local parish is also an interesting one. We should keep in mind that these national trends may or may not reflect what anybody in a particular area or a particular congregation or a particular parish is seeing. It's certainly possible for religious groups that are declining nationally to be thriving in certain localities and vice versa. It's possible for groups that are thriving nationally to be struggling in certain areas. That's a good point to keep in mind.
Also, she mentions of color. I noted that in terms of the Jewish numbers, there are fewer white Jews.
That's
or more
also
Jews
very,
of color, let's put it that way. Yeah.
That's exactly right. One of the things that's happened in the United States in recent years is that the share of the population that's white has been declining. And as a result, you're seeing an increasing representation of minorities in many religious groups.
Greg Smith, again, is the Associate Director of Research with the Pew Research Center, co-author of America's Changing Religious Landscape. Joined us this morning from the nation's capital. And Greg, thank you so much for being with us on Forum.
Thank you again for having me.
And when we return, we're going to talk about Corinthian and the for-profit colleges and what can be done about them. Stay tuned. This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny.